Good morning, this is Carol. It's the 1st of September, I'm reading today from Genesis 47, starting at verse 13 through to the end of the chapter, using the NIV. There was no food, however, in the whole region because the famine was severe. Both Egypt and Canaan wasted away because of the famine. Joseph collected all the money that was to be found in Egypt and Canaan in payment for the grain they were buying, and he brought it to Pharaoh's palace. When the money of the people of Egypt and Canaan was gone, all Egypt came to Joseph and said, "Give us food. Why should we die before your eyes? Our money is all gone." "Then bring your livestock," said Joseph. "I will sell you food in exchange for your livestock, since your money is gone." So they brought their livestock to Joseph. And he gave them food in exchange for their horses, their sheep and goats, their cattle and donkeys. And he brought them through that year with food in exchange for all their livestock. When that year was over, they came to him the following year and said, "We cannot hide from our Lord the fact that since our money is gone and our livestock belongs to you, there is nothing left for our Lord except our bodies and our land. Why should we perish before your eyes, we and our land as well? Buy us and our land in exchange for food, and we with our land will be in bondage to Pharaoh. Give us seed so that we may live and not die, and that the land may not become desolate." So Joseph bought all the land in Egypt for Pharaoh. The Egyptians, one and all, sold their fields because the famine was too severe for them. The land became Pharaoh's, and Joseph reduced the people to servitude from one end of Egypt to the other. However, he did not buy the land of the priests, because they received a fixed allowance from Pharaoh and had food enough from the allowance Pharaoh gave them. That is why they did not sell their land. Joseph said to the people, "Now that I have bought you and your land today for Pharaoh, here is seed for you so you can plant the ground. But when the crop comes in, give a fifth of it to Pharaoh. The other four-fifths you may keep as seed for the fields and as food for yourselves and your households and your children." "You have saved our lives," they said. "May we find favour in the eyes of our Lord. We will be in bondage to Pharaoh." So Joseph established it as a law concerning land in Egypt, still in force today, that a fifth of the produce belongs to Pharaoh. It was only the land of the priests that did not become Pharaoh's. Now the Israelites settled in Egypt in the region of Goshen. They acquired property there and were fruitful and increased greatly in number. Jacob lived in Egypt 17 years, and the years of his life were 147. When the time drew near for Israel to die, he called for his son Joseph and said to him, "If I have found favour in your eyes, put your hand under my thigh and promise that you will show me kindness and faithfulness. Do not bury me in Egypt, but when I rest with my fathers, carry me out of Egypt and bury me where they are buried." "I will do as you say," he said. "Swear to me," he said. Then Joseph swore to him, and Israel worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. So we can see here God's outworking of a way of saving two nations from famine. And yet all the time he is honouring his master, Pharaoh, in bringing in the payment for the food that they have stored up and are now giving out. And that might seem harsh, but he's doing a good job. He's doing the right thing by Pharaoh. And then we see as Israel is getting ready to die, he's asking to be taken back to be buried where his forefathers are buried, in the Promised Land. And Joseph promises that this will be carried out. And what really struck me was that Israel worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. He's weak, he's dying, but his instinct is to worship God. And I'm just going to pray for us now that we too will be able to be worshippers at all times and in all situations. Father God, we thank you so much for your grace and your mercy at work in our lives. And we pray that you would help us to be responding to you in worship and praise and thanksgiving throughout all of our circumstances. And even when the chips are down and it comes to time for us to die, May we be worshippers first and foremost as we pass from this life into your kingdom, your glorious everlasting life. We thank you that you have given us life abundant and life in all its fullness. It starts now and it goes on into eternity, and we will be with you. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful presence with us today and always. Amen. Thanks for listening. Have a great day and God bless.